Law Talk is your interactive legal toolbox. You call up with your legal questions. Myself and my guests give advice, information. We help you navigate your way through this thicket of laws and rules and regulations that we all have to deal with, sometimes whether we like it or not. First up, penalties for telemarketers calling people whose names appear on do not call lists. A listener tracked me down in my private life, presented this question, and asked if I could help him. Well, we're not able to do that off air, but I thought the question was important enough to the entire audience that I said, sir, I will get you an answer, and I'll share it with you on the air. So for the gentleman that contacted me back at my office a month or so ago, this is for you. And the question that was basically presented to us has to do with remedies available if telemarketers call people whose names properly appear on a do not call list. And if there is anybody listening who has not had the experience of unwanted telemarketers in our house, they seem to call at dinner time. Well, let me know. First of all, thanks for some assistance in answering this to my colleague, attorney Dan Blinn of Consumer Law Group. He gave us some good guidance on this. Piece of background information. There are a couple of registries, and this is where you register if you want to go on a do not call list. The federal government operates one. It's run by the Federal Trade Commission, and here's how you access that. It's www.donotcall.gov, and that's all one word. The Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection also operates one, and if you go on their website, I'm sure that you'll be able to find a lead to that. So, having now gone over where the registries are and how you contact them, let's talk about what can be done if you're properly registered on the federal or the state registries or both and these calls continue. Okay. First of all, with respect to the feds, the Federal Trade Commission, okay, the law gives it authority to impose fines upon companies that call people who are properly registered on the FTC's do not call list. That's the good news. The bad news for those individuals like you and me that experience this, there is no private cause of action. So that means that the Federal Trade Commission can act, and this is probably where they're going to devote their resources to companies that make a practice of doing this on a wide scale, because that's where they'll get the most bang for their resource buck. The bad news is, I can't complain. I can complain, I guess, but I can't get any kind of compensation for it, nor can you. So that's the story on the federal level. Let's take a look at the state level because it's a little bit different, okay? The Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection, there are monetary penalties, but here's a very, very important addition to this, and it's not clearly understood. If a caller violates the prohibition on calling people when they are on the do not call list, that is what's referred to as a per se violation of Connecticut's Unfair Trade Practices Act. Now, that is going to change the game completely because that allows a court to award punitive damages. In other words, damages that are not based on the harm you suffered, but damages in an amount that is intended to deter future misconduct. So that can be substantial. It also entitles the court to award attorney's fees. And this is a reflection of a legislative policy that you need to encourage attorneys to take these cases if they're going to be taken, because the monetary awards available to injured parties aren't all that great. There's also a third part of this. There's the Telephone Consumer Privacy Act, and this pertains to your cell phone. The act prohibits people to call you on your cell phone unless you're a previous customer or you've consented, and it prohibits solicitation calls unless you fit into those categories. It provides for damages of $500 per call or $1,500 if the violation was willful.